Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The singer known as Laura was born in the Portuguese capital of Lisbon, but by the time she reached early adulthood, she identified more with her parents' home country, the tiny archipelago of Cape Verde off the coast of Senegal, West Africa. She first became known as a backup singer for Cesária Évora, whose name is synonymous with Cape Verdean music. But since striking out on her own in the mid-90s, Laura has been widely hailed as the new voice of her parents' homeland. She has a new album called Eclipse, and she joins us today to tell us all about it and, more importantly, to play live in our studio. This first song is called Dia. Here is Laura, live on Soundcheck.
Ternura e paz, pois do nome do sonho tão feliz no dia tudo animou, sorriso na rosto. Cheio de imaginação, olha minha terra verde, cheio de prosperidade, chuva tá caindo, tudo minta brincar, coi brilhante, felicidade, vida de bonança, sem miséria, sem fome. Vida bom para toda gente, alegria na povo, paraíso de amor, sem miséria, sem fome. Vida bom para toda gente, alegria na povo, paraíso de amor. De minha coração, ternura e paz, depois do nome de um sonho tão feliz, um cordar tudo animou, sorriso na rosto. Cheio de imaginação, um olhar, minha terra verde, cheio de prosperidade, chuva tá caindo, tudo mim tá brincando, coi brilhante de felicidade, vida de bonança, sem miséria, sem fome. Vida bom para toda gente, alegria na povo, um paraíso de amor, sem miséria, sem fome, vida bom para tudo gente. Alegria na povo, um paraíso de amor, sem miséria, sem fome, vida bom para tudo gente. Alegria na povo, um paraíso de amor, sem miséria, sem fome, vida bom para tudo gente. Alegria na povo, um paraíso de amor.
That is Laura live in our studio with a song called Un Dia, which is from her new album called Eclipse. And accompanying her was Weiss playing the acoustic guitar, Guillaume Singer playing the violin here in our soundcheck studio. Eclipse is the name of the latest record by Laura, and she is performing tomorrow across the street from our studios at the City Winery. It's nice to have you back on soundcheck. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
So, last time you were here, we talked a little bit about how a lot of your music seemed to be aimed at the Cape Verdean diaspora. There are many more people who live outside of Cape Verde than back in the islands. This new record, though, seems like maybe it's looking back home a little more, back to the islands themselves. Is that right?
Yeah, this last album is looking back home, and looking to do something with my influences, because I was born outside from Cape Verde and with many different influences, and we can listen a tango in this album, a little bit funky, a little, more different sounds. Maybe the mix here is most than the other albums.
So when you talk about other influences growing up, what was the music in your family? I mean, your parents were immigrants to Portugal.
Yes.
Did they listen to the morna, the traditional music of Cape Verde?
Always. And this song, Eclipse, they used to listen a lot at home, you know, like nostalgia to remember the country.
Right. As I mentioned, a lot more people from Cape Verde live in Portugal or France or Italy, and there are even some here in the United States than live on the islands themselves, because life can be hard on the islands.
Yes.
It's not a whole lot of natural resources and things like that, but the music seems to be very, very strong there.
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I know. It's because we have very beautiful... It's a very beautiful country with many different paysages.
Different islands, different...
Yeah, but before this we have a long story of immigration. I feel that the most people in Cape Verde have these experiences, family going outside from the country. They have lots of feelings of missing, nostalgia, and you cannot do more than inspire yourself in your questions of love, of problems of the day with your family, and I think that 90% of Cape Verdean are musicians. You know,
they
play something.
All of that.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I'm sorry.
To express all of those feelings that you're talking about.
Yeah, they want to sing, to play guitar.
You know what it reminds me of when you talk about it this way? It reminds me of Ireland. You know, there are millions of Irish people around the world.
Yes.
And they have, and also a very strong tradition of music, of songs about people who've gone away, and the people who've gone away wanting to come back. It's a striking similarity. So your parents went away. You were born in Lisbon, in Portugal. Did they speak the kind of Creole to you at home, or did you grow up speaking Portuguese?
I grew up speaking Portuguese, because my parents was afraid about my Portuguese at school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned English like 15 years old.
And when did you start getting interested in Creole and in the music of your parents' homeland?
When I start to see the different way to life of the people of my origin, Cape Verdean people, my colleagues at school, they are different, always doing some dance lessons on the street, the way to live, the way to see the life. And it was interesting for me because we are a minority in Portugal.
A minority,
of course,
yeah.
A minority.
And how are you treated? I mean, is there, you know, is the Cape Verdean community welcomed in Portugal?
Yes, yes. The Cape Verdean, they are very welcomed because we was colonized by Portuguese.
Yeah.
And we have many people came from Cape Verde to Portugal by the patrons, by the boss.
Right,
the
right.
Boss take the people to the Portugal, and there's a relation, you know, there's a relation of love between boss and the people working for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we a long time ago, 200 years of relationships. So the people in Portugal, Cape Verdean people in Portugal is very welcomed.
And Cape Verde actually became an independent nation.
Yes.
The same year you were born.
Yeah.
So you have only known an independent Cape Verde.
This is interesting
for
me, even for me. I'm always trying to find an explication, but it's nice. In the same month. I was born a few days ago, a few days later.
A few days after independence.
Yeah.
Wow. My guest is the singer Laura, born in Portugal, but looking back to her parents' homeland of the Cape Verde Islands for musical inspiration. Also, you have this instrument called the chabeta.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a very simple instrument made by clothes and plastics. The women used to play since the slaves.
Yeah, since the days of the slave trade.
Yes. Just to, in the passing time,
mm-hmm.
Moments of when she waits for water too. And
so it's a works, it's for like, does it come from, you know, beating laundry on a rock by the river? I mean, is it an instrument that women developed while they were working?
This is different. This is different because it's like to do the same sound that playing on the legs, because at the beginning they start to play on the legs, but 1 hour after playing on the legs is hard.
Yeah, so sure it is.
They create something very simple to play.
So instead of this, it's something other than your own leg to hit.
Yes,
okay.
And normally they are like 15 women playing the same instrument. It's very strong, it's very beautiful, it's very African. Okay.
Now, the name of this song, Batuku, doesn't sound Portuguese, that sounds more African.
Yes.
Is this is sung in Creole?
Yes, it is sung, and is the name of this rhythm, too.
Oh, all right, so it's the name of the song and the rhythm. Here, once again, is Laura performing live in our soundcheck studio.
Alguém direto zero, ei, alguém de uma bomba mana apoia. Tão canto um sai, esplanava tu custa namora. Alguém direto zero, ei, alguém de uma bomba mana apoia. Tão canto um sai, esplanava tu custa namora. Vari uma maneira es convidam festa casamento, digi barincon es convidam batizar o Pactelinho gacha quente na rubeira Batucadeira está rápida, torno cuchabé Bari mamãe deles convidam festa, casamento Digi
palingongas convidam batizado. Pago telinho na cheguente na rubeira. Batugadeiras da rapica torno cucha. Ehe. Nego mari disse mora ganha flanada, mas a mídia hoje amava tu custa na mora. Ehe. Nego mari disse mora ganha flanada, mas a mídia hoje amava tu custa na mora. Primeiro mari riba, esposa de chibacho. Nimoras que encaguentam toma pano na mocinha. Primeiro mari riba, esposa de chibacho. Nimoras que encaguentam toma pano na mocinha.
That is Laura and her guitarist, Vice. Laura playing the chabeta, this interesting percussion, the kind of lap percussion instrument as well. Song called Batuku, it's also the name of the rhythm. And Laura's new album is called Eclipse. It's out now, and she and the band are playing tomorrow night at City Winery on Varick Street, just down the block from our studios here at WNYC. That's a 9 o'clock show. And Laura, where's the Cape Verdean community here in the States? When you come to America, do you find them?
Yes, they are in Boston.
Boston?
the major part is in Boston.
I guess that makes sense. It's a big Portuguese community in Massachusetts,
yes,
as well. So.
Yes.
All right, so...
And normally the Cape Verdean are next to the ports.
Next to the ports.
And you can when you can find a Cape Verdean, look to the ports first, and you will find some Cape Verdeans there. And in New York, there's many Cape Verdeans too, a little bit all over the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your American tour usually hitting all of those port towns on the eastern coast, I hope?
not just ports.
Well, no, there's plenty of people listening to this music nowadays here in the States as well. The new album called Eclipse. Laura, so nice to have you back on Soundcheck.
Thank you very much. So nice to be here.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, a debate over the appropriate length of concerts. Do you prefer the evening-length marathon or a short and sweet hour-long set? It's our weekly Soundcheck Smackdown. Also, West African kora music gets an American spin when the Gambian griot Fode Musa Suso joins banjo player Tony Trishka and guitarist Joel Harrison. That's tomorrow. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our engineer today, Paul Schneider, the program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer, with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and I'm John Schaefer.